Well, Merry Christmas. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So glad to have you here on this Christmas day as we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles, I'd invite you to go ahead and join me in Matthew chapter 2. If you have our Cornerstone Church app, you can go to sermon notes and you'll find the notes for today's message this Christmas Sunday. It was a very dark time in history for the Jewish people again. This time it wasn't the Egyptians or the Philistines. It wasn't the Assyrians or the Babylonians. But this time it was the Romans. Caesar Augustus was in power. Herod had claimed the Jewish kingdom and demonstrated a very pro-Roman rule and a brutality to the Jews. And it was in this very dark time that a baby was born in an obscure village just outside of Jerusalem. When Mary and Joseph would take this baby to the temple, we heard last night that a man named Simeon would declare, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel, Jesus, the light of the world." Matthew's Gospel chapter 2, verse 1 begins this way. "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and we have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes and people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for it was written by the prophet, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem. He said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. When you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. These wise men, the magi, the kings, we don't know how tall they were, but we sing the song, "Three We Kings." No, that's not it. It's we three kings. We don't know of their height. In fact, we don't know how many kings there were, the wise men. There's speculation, maybe three, because there was three gifts. We have no idea if it was, how much treasure there was that they opened. Very symbolic gifts, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. However, maybe not all of them so practical. Had it been instead of the three wise men, the three wise women, they would have arrived on time. They would have helped deliver the baby. They would have cleaned the stable, and they would have brought a casserole. But it was the wise men. We don't know too much about the star. Again, there's speculation and research that maybe would point to some things, but we don't know. Was it brighter? Was it moving? Was it new? We don't know. We do know that regardless, it was bright enough for them to see. And they knew the significance of its appearing, and they followed. But the point of the story was not that they only followed the star. or somehow that they found meaning in the stars. And the point of this message is not for all of us to go and try and get a Boxing Day sale on a telescope. They followed the star that led them to Jesus. Can you imagine if the star led them somewhere else? What are we doing in Winnipeg? The point was they followed the star that led them to Jesus. And they were filled with exceeding joy. It says because they saw his star. Exceedingly great joy. Not because of how beautiful the star was, but because it would lead them to where the king had been born. I think that there are a lot of distracting stars in this world that promise to lead us to happiness or joy or peace or contentment or fulfillment, but we discover that more often they are shooting stars that appear for a brief moment in time and then are gone. There are lots of people we refer to, whether it be in sports or different venues, different places, different places of employment. Hollywood, we talk about stars, the stars of Hollywood. I've walked down the streets in Hollywood and seen the stars on the sidewalks and placed my hands in some of them, you know, Leonard Nimoy's hand or something, got a little starstruck by it all. But you know, all that glitters is not gold. And as we follow the lives of some people in Hollywood, we discover that some of those lives are not followable and instead filled with sorrow and heartache and sadness and the things that sometimes this world aspires to. Those are the things that can bring the greatest sorrow. They don't satisfy. I'm very grateful for the people in Hollywood and other places who are following Jesus and being a light in dark places. So very grateful when Scripture tells us to go into all the world. It includes the entertainment industry, and I'm grateful that there are people there making a difference. There are lots of stars that try to grab our attention and point us in the direction, but the star that shone for the wise men, it pointed them in the direction of Jesus. And when they found Jesus, they bowed down and they worshiped him. And they opened their treasures. And do you know what happened then? They didn't need the star anymore. They didn't need the star anymore. They didn't need to follow it. They didn't need to worship it. They did not continue to follow the star. And we don't even know if they ever again talked about the star, because there was something else to talk about. They had seen Jesus. Scripture, we read this. This is what the passage closed with. I'll say it again. Wise men, being divinely warned in a dream, departed for their own country, it says, another way. You see, they were following a sign, but then they were led by the divine. Divinely speaking, God spoke to them. See, the purpose of finding Jesus is that you can have a relationship with God. The way that they came to Jesus by following a star, consulting Herod, and then seeing the star, following it again. But what stands out to me so much is that they left a different way than they came. And it wasn't just they went a different route. Scripture says they left a different way because they had been divinely warned. God spoke to them. There are a lot of people, even here today, we've got different stories of how we came to Jesus, how we were led to Jesus. Maybe you grew up in a Christian home. Or maybe you were brought to church by a friend, to Sunday school, or to youth group. Maybe a family member shared Jesus with you. Maybe you had a praying grandma. And just in case you don't know, if you have a praying grandma, just give up right now. Maybe you had a praying grandma. Maybe someone at work shared Christ with you over a lunch hour or over a coffee break or over a series of coffee breaks. Maybe you watched a service on TV. You gave your life to Christ. I don't know Probably as many people as there are here. We have as many stories as how we came to Christ. I remember an Easter Sunday a number of years ago now, where at the conclusion of the service, I led people in a prayer to invite Christ into their life. And it wasn't until months later where I found out someone who had been part of our church for a long time, when I approached her and said, "What about accepting Jesus?" She said, "Oh, I did that on Easter Sunday long ago." I grew up in a Christian home. I worked on my testimony for a couple years as a teenager. But at Gull Lake, Alberta, at a youth camp out, I rededicated my life to the Lord. Audrey, in 1981, walked down the steps of McMahon Stadium as Dr. Billy Graham gave the invitation to come just as you are. We've all got a story of how we were led to Jesus. For the wise men and for many here, not only were we led to him, but we recognized that he was the Savior, that he is the Savior. And we worshiped and we opened, like the wise men who opened their treasures, we opened the treasure of our heart. And then God began to lead us, not with a star, but by his voice. He doesn't need to lead us with signs anymore. He leads us with his voice. His desire isn't that somehow he leads you with hidden clues, confirming signs, shining stars, or gingerbread crumbs. His desire is for a close relationship with you. The point of the story is not to follow the shining star. The point of the story is to follow the shining example of the wise men that came to Jesus. Don't follow the star. Follow Jesus. Jesus said, "Follow me." He's on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. He invited some people who would become his disciples. "Follow me, and I will make you. I will transform your life." And he would say that to us today. Follow me. Here in Calgary, and wherever you might be watching from today, Jesus says, "Follow me." And the way he leads us is not by a star in the sky or some light like a bat signal. He leads us by his voice. So we come closely to worship him, open the treasures of our life, and he speaks to us. We can hear his voice. And as he speaks, we will discover that he will direct our paths. And he will even direct our paths out of danger. Oh, that doesn't mean that we'll escape Herod. But there are things in our lives that are dangerous. Do you know the anger in your life is out to kill you? The unforgiveness in your heart is out to destroy you. The longing for things that we don't yet have, we will never be satisfied with more stuff. And Jesus says, God speaking to us will say, "I will lead you another way. You have found me. I will lead you another way. There will be a path of life that I will lead you in." And it doesn't mean that somehow our lives will just simply be filled with rainbows and lollipops. But it does mean that he'll be with us in whatever we face, that he will be close. We read Emmanuel, God with us, not just God above us, but God with us. And we will discover a freedom and a joy and a fulfillment as we open our lives to Christ and as we follow him. But make no mistake, sometimes even in our phrasing, in our communicating the gospel, we can get tripped up when we talk about inviting Jesus into our lives. Because it can imply we invite him in and then we take him wherever we go. And we'll say things like that. Wherever we go, the Lord is there. But never would we want to imply that we are leading. That we just bring him along so we have a better life. No, we're not following a star, we're following Jesus. And so when we open our hearts and our lives and invite him to be the Lord and Savior of our lives, we say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow you. If anyone desires to come after me, it is this following." We deny ourselves daily. We take up our cross and we follow him. We never make this mistake of just bringing him along. We are those who have recognized that, like the wise men, he is the Son of God. Where is he, the King, not only of the Jews, but the Lord of the church? We've come to worship him. Here on Christmas Day, we've come to worship him. Oh, let us adore him. And there will be a day as we walk with him when we simply continue to walk with him right into eternity. Whether we go to be with him or he comes to get us, as we walk with the Lord, there will be a day when we just keep walking. And there will be no more sorrow. There will be no more sickness. There will be no more sadness. Every tear will be wiped away. There will be no more death, no more dying, no more suffering. And in fact, there will be no need for stars or moon or sun, for God will be our light. And so whatever has brought you to this place on Christmas Day, whatever has brought you to come to Jesus, may we follow Jesus together. Amen. Amen. Worship team, would you come?